And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app with the Mightier 1090. Mightier 1090 celebrating their first full year on the air. And we're going to be celebrating our 30th full year on the air next Saturday.
So cool.
How about that? And, of course, been with the Mighty 1090 and others throughout the years. And, of course, none better than right now with the Mightier 1090. Mightier 1090 is such a great place.
This is our home.
Yeah, it's really just a wonderful place and run by some fantastic people in the broadcast industry, and we're very grateful to be here. We're also grateful to have John Ireland here in the world headquarters from Rancho Leonero and Baja's East Cape, and we're visited by our good buddy Harry in La Jolla is hanging out with us here in the world headquarters. So thanks for coming down, Harry. Appreciate him and a longtime listener. And we're giving away a great prize to the lucky callers today, right?
Yeah, we really are. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, at the end of the show today, one lucky caller is going to get a full-day trip on board the San Diego at the C4 Sport Fishing. I mean, what more do you say about the operation that Captain Ryan and Captain Brawler run there on the San Diego? Just awesome, awesome opportunity for one lucky caller. That's at the end of the show today. If you want to get in on that trip, or better yet, just your opportunity to talk to John, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213 area code, 432-1090 gets you through, gets your questions answered, and also your chance to win that great trip. And we've had some great texts come through the show already. Text the show, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Man, just fire off that app and send us a text. Make sure to let us know where you're texting from, what your name is, and we'll read some of the fun ones on the air.
Yeah. What do you say? Let's give away some prizes.
I'm ready, man.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this for a long time.
So I'm going to read the eight qualifiers.
All right.
From Encinitas Ford, we had Josh Sullivan and Mike Creature. From Mossy Ford, we had Cliff Friend, our good buddy Cliff, and Andy Norton. From North County Ford, we had Sean Robinson and Steve Moat. And yesterday, from Elkhorn Ford, Mike Hemphill and Dennis Guida Sr.
All right.
So,
congratulations,
as
guys.
We always do, the first two we're going to draw.
Uh-huh.
First one we're going to draw is the Kingfisher Charter Trip, and we're going to put that away.
Yeah, so that way every person who's eligible will be, you know, will have a shot at winning that big mega trip.
All right. Put that one aside.
So the winner is drawn.
The winner is drawn. Now we're going to draw the second grand prize, which is the trip, your own charter,
so cool,
on the blackjack.
Okay.
All right.
So the remaining seven are still eligible for grand prize number two.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right. So now we're going to start from the bottom of the list and work our way up.
Now, there is no order to these being better or worse than another. Every prize here is fantastic, the first of which, giving away today, is a $500 shopping spree to AFTCO.com.
All right.
$500, your choice. You're getting hooked up with $500 worth of AFTCO gear.
And that is Mike Creature.
Mike, congratulations.
Oh, man, you're going to be styling in some new duds there, Mike. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
All right.
So our next prize, this is a gift card that's good for any non-prescription pair of Maui Jim sunglasses and a custom handmade Anza fillet knife.
Wow. Okay. And that is Mike Hemphill.
Hey,
Mike Hemphill.
Another Mike. Mike, congratulations.
Mike.
A lot of mics today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to do yet another one of those. Surprise, so nice. Let's do it twice. This, again, gift card for any pair of Maui gyms, including using the My Maui feature where you could customize your glasses, and another Anza fillet knife. This winner is
Dennis Guia, Senior.
Dennis.
All right.
That was yesterday's winner.
Yesterday's winner.
Yeah, qualified yesterday.
Qualifier, yeah.
So you got yourself a brand new pair of Maui Jims and that killer Anza fillet knife. Okay, next up, a brand new Shimano Tranx 400 reel and an Anza fillet knife. Again, Tranx 400
reel and an Anza fillet knife.
You got it.
Our good buddy Cliff Friend.
Hey, Cliff.
Congratulations, Cliff, and get well, Cliff.
Yeah, I think Cliff's going home today. I saw him post today.
That's great.
What a cool thing to go home to.
Yeah.
Congrats, Cliff. Brand new Tranks and an Anza. And, same, buddy. Get better. Okay, next prize, Shimano Speedmaster 2-speed reel and a full-day trip on board the San Diego. So you've got yourself a brand new 2-speed, and you've got a killer boat to go get to use it on. That's going to
Sean Robinson.
Hey, all right, Sean.
So he's got the Speedmaster?
Speedmaster 12, and 12. a full-day trip on board the San Diego.
All right.
Okay.
Very good.
Next prize, a Speedmaster 16, the bigger brother of the Speedmaster 16, and a full-day trip to go fishing on board the San Diego.
Is Steve Moat.
Steve.
Congratulations, Steve.
Big helper of CCA.
Yeah, Steve.
All right.
Always very sore. Okay, now.
Okay. So there are six prizes have been given away. There are eight qualifiers. We have two left. Now, they were both drawn at the beginning, so everybody was eligible. They, again, are your own charter on board the Blackjack from Dana Landing and a trip for one, the other prize, a trip for one to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, good for any available trip with availability in 2022.
Right.
How about that, dude?
Yeah. All right. So this is for the your own charter on the Blackjack,
okay.
Dana Landing in Mission
so
Bay.
So the Blackjack it's charter, been, your own trip is? This is for the Blackjack?
That means whoever left is going to the Kingfisher Charters,
exactly.
Right?
That's right. That's correct. Yeah.
So
the Blackjack charter winner is?
Andy Norton.
Andy, congratulations.
All right.
On the Blackjack,
so
which means our grand prize winner going to Kingfisher Charters is?
Josh Sullivan.
Wow. All Josh,
right.
Congratulations.
Josh was actually one of our first random qualifier at Encinitas Ford.
Awesome.
So
how cool.
Congratulations, Josh, and congratulations, Andy, and everybody else, too. And we want to thank everybody for coming out to all our San Diego remotes. I sure appreciate that very much. Such great support this year, and want to especially thank all the guys from our San Diego County Ford dealers, Mark Wheeler and all the great people, and Paul Dyke from Elkhorn Ford yesterday. Just great group of people, and we sure appreciate their long-term support here of
totally.
Let's Talk Hookup. And we're stoked.
That was fun.
Stoked for everybody. So congratulations. We'll be in touch with the winners. And I'm sure there's a lot of people jumping for joy.
No doubt.
All right. Well, without further ado, let's jump back into the phones.
You got it. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to John. Let's next up talk to Tom. He's calling us from Temecula this morning. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Guys, morning, John.
Good morning, Tom.
We're already starting to plan our 2022 trips, and we unfortunately couldn't make it down to the ranch this year, so we're planning next year. It's going to be our first time coming down, and a couple questions. First is, my wife does not enjoy getting out on the water, and so she's probably going to be very happy sitting by the pool reading a book. And my question is, am I good just coming down? I enjoy surf fishing, so I'm probably going to be doing that. What are my options as far as just coming down, not making reservations for a boat, and working out either jumping on with somebody else down there or maybe renting a ponga on my own after I arrive? And a second part of my question is it easier to fly into San Jose, or we've flown into La Paz before? Are you guys about in the middle? And about what time? What's the best time of the year to come down for first timers?
Some great questions.
A good time of year is really any time that we're in full swing. Anytime March, end of March through November. It gets warmer August, September, but the fishing's very, very good. The fishing's good throughout the season. You won't have a problem with that. I'm sorry, you were asking about
flying into La Paz or flying into San Diego.
La Paz, I just flew out of La Paz yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's about an hour and half drive from the airport to the ranch.
Versus less than an hour from
the
center.
Yeah, versus less than an hour. But it's less expensive. And La Paz Airport's
small.
A beautiful little cool airport.
Yeah. So and the drive's cool, too.
Yeah.
So it's worth doing.
As and far, La Paz, and even spending a couple of days in La Paz would be cool, too, they, on the way.
They've done a lot in town.
It's a lot.
It's amazing.
In La Paz,
I mean,
really
they've got bike paths, and they've done a really good job, and it's growing now.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
A lot of gringos living there
it's
now.
It's worth it. Loads of gringos. Yeah. Loads of gringos on the airplane coming out with me. In fact, mostly gringos.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to add one thing to Tom's thought about, wife isn't a hardcore fisher person, and he was thinking about, Ponga or maybe jumping on with somebody else. I would really encourage you both, even though that fishing's not her hardcore thing, to do a day of Ponga fishing. And here's the reason why. So in June for the big Rancho Llanero tournament, Dallas and I went down there. At the time, Dallas was pregnant. We didn't tell anybody because it was too early to say so, but we did a day of Ponga fishing where we went in the morning and we got our sardines. We went and did drifts for grouper. We caught like 6 or 7 groupers, not giant ones, but fun ones, 6 to maybe 15 pounds. Then we went up the beach and we caught a load of roosters. We had great rooster fishing on, little guys from maybe 5 to 20 pounds. We were back in the pool having lunch at 12:30 in the afternoon. We just did our own half day trip. I'm in the Ponga. It's your deal. I mean, you don't need to make it a super hardcore long trip. Flat, calm weather, which it is most of the time in the East Cape. And, she might not be a hardcore angler, but a fun couple hours on the boat, great scenery, saw all the manta rays jump in. I mean, I would really encourage you to have her go just for a half a day on the boat,
Pick a flat day.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that we discussed earlier that's unique about the ranch is that you can catch fish. I mean, within sight of it, we can throw a rock.
Yeah.
To the beach pretty much all the time. And a lot of times that's where people get hesitant. They don't like going way out into the deep blue. You catch a lot of fish right along inside along the shore, in particular rooster fish. My wife loves to catch rooster fish. That's her deal,
No, it's fun. They pull hard, and they're exciting on the surface.
Totally.
And literally, most of the time, you can throw a rock, literally, and hit the beach.
Yeah.
So that makes it great. And as far as getting people to ride on the boat with you, ranch is real small and intimate. You meet everybody at the bar in the afternoon. When the boats come in around 3, throughout the afternoon and evening, you'll get to know everybody there. So it's normally you can find somebody to fish with. You're not the only guy that's got a wife that's not real interested in fishing, so that's pretty easy. But even if you go solo, it's just not that much money. $350, taxes and everything included for a whole boat yourself for a full day is not a bad deal.
And if she likes just hanging out and reading a book, there is not a better place in the world than swinging in that hammock and letting the world go by and ringing a book at the
ranch.
No doubt.
And there's plenty of other wives doing the exact same thing.
Oh, yeah. I know in our Rancho Llanero tournament in June, which I love June, is a great month. That's what a lot of you'll see a lot of people hanging out at the ranch all day long, hanging by the pool, sipping margaritas and cervezas.
Walking up and down the beach and shelling. And we have kayaks, stand-up paddle boards, great snorkeling in front. The days go by real fast.
Yeah,
too fast.
Horseshoes. Totally.
really do.
Hey, Tom, I hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. A nice text from Danny here says, good morning, gentlemen. Looking to bring, I don't know who he's talking about, gentlemen.
It must be Harry.
Yeah, it must be. Looking to bring my family, wife, and daughter down to the ranch in November for the first time. Is this a good time of the year for weather and fishing? Should we look at a different time of the year? Is there anything else to consider for the family?
Yeah, it's a good spot for the family. First half of November.
First half of November.
Through November 15th, historically. It can get a little windy latter part of November.
Yeah, so Thanksgiving time, it can get windy.
It can, but
But there's also, it's weather, right? It changes.
And it's funny, because my experience has been the fishing in the winter, the water never gets under 70 degrees. So the fish are always there. It's all about whether the weather permitting, you can get out on the water. My experience has been, because I'm down there year-round and everything, I catch bigger, more tuna in the winter than I do in the summer normally. So the fishing's good pretty much year-round. But if you want to make sure you get on the water and everything, make sure it's the first couple weeks of November.
Yeah. And then we had another text that's kind of along the same lines. Doug from Claremont wants to know if there's anything for his wife to do while he's out fishing at the ranch. And there's a lot of different activities that they don't have to be sitting by the pool.
No.
There's a lot like quad riding, horseback riding.
Right, yep.
You can go into the town of Los Barriles and hang out. You can take a day trip to La Paz, which would be fantastic, right?
Shopping, eating, that kind of stuff, you know, on those day trips.
Yeah, and but
you can actually make reservations now and go for meals or whatever over at Costa Palmas and go in there and see that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, you can get in there now if you make if you make reservations at one of the, they have a number of seven restaurants in there now.
So if she wants to be active and out of the ranch, there's a number of day trips that she could do and activities
up to the waterfall.
And if she just wants to hang out, that's all good too.
Hanging out, it really is the best place in the world for it. Yeah. It's just so mellow and peaceful.
You won't get in trouble with a bored wife. There really is lots to do. And again, there's normally a number of other wives and women that are hanging around the bar, the restaurant, pool, enjoying the hotel.
Go and take a day trip for lunch at Smokey's in town there. Yeah.
Perfect day.
Drinking mango margaritas.
It's all good. All right, let's go back, jumping back into the phones.
All right, well, with that, we're going to...
wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
Speaking of phone calls, we have a VIP line here. Certainly. And with that said, we're going to find out what's going on The Bite, because your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is standing by with that FishDope.com report today, sponsored by Summit Gasoline. Discount Everingham Brothers live bait gift certificates inside of Summit Gasoline. Also, ice, fishing licenses, beer, soda, water, snacks, coffee, all in the best prices on gas and diesel that you're going to find. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's a very easy in and out pull through with your boat trailer. And I still can't believe that this deal is happening, but for a limited time.
They're keeping it going for
now. And it's still happening.
For now.
Yep. You get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon purchase. Again, 100 pounds of free ice when you fill up 35 gallons or more at Summit Gasoline. There's no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need. I mean, it's a good deal just because it's the cheapest gas in town.
Yeah.
It's also a good deal because it's the easiest place to pull through with your boat and trailer.
Yep.
And you're going to buy bait scoops anyways. You buy your bait cheaper. You know, you basically are paying for a lesser price for a scoop certificate in summer.
Paying a half scoop price for a full scoop.
Exactly. Yeah.
Where is it?
It's right on the sports arena.
Next to the San Diego Sports Arena. Right next to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which again, basically dead in between the Shelter Island launch ramp and the Dana Landing launch ramp.
Yeah.
So, I mean, great spot for everything. And, again, with all those things, the biggest deal, 100 pounds of free ice.
There you go.
Pretty darn cool.
Summit Gasoline. We love them.
You got it. Hey, let's find out what's going on. Your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, John. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick.
What's up, buddy?
Good morning, Dave. Buenos dias.
Hey, we're listening in, Kelly and I here. She just wants to make sure that everybody that's listening to the show understands there's absolutely no reason to not take your wife or your girlfriend down to the ranch. There's so much to do there. If you're not fishing, Kelly's very most favorite thing to do, and she didn't even know she liked it until she started doing it, was riding those quads up and down the beach and just cruising and then looking for a spot and jumping in the water. The really bitching part about it there's no waves. So you can go swimming. It's like swimming in a lake, and right now, what's the water, 88, 89, John? It's pretty insane.
It's warm.
You know, that's what we do on our – on our big day off, we drive over to the East Cape and go play over there. Kelly loves it over there. She just says, hey, look, if we're going to fish, let's fish off the beach. No boat fishing. I don't want to be stuck on a boat all day. And we do it, and it's spectacular. So there's no reason to not go. But, gang, let's talk about the fishing. World-class, unbelievable cow fishing in Southern California. I know we've been talking about it for 5 years, but what just happened this week was just absolutely incredible. The volume of 200 to 300 pound fish that wanted to get on the boat and get in the white bag. It was absolutely insane. It's like, I know we've had some historic fishing the last 5 or 6 years for these big fish, Rick and Pete. We've all seen it. But what happened this week was just off the hook, absolutely insane. And the reason being is I was up there last week, tried to find them, spent 5 days burned about 1,500 gallons of fuel, could not find a fish to save my life. The day I got on the airplane, the thing, they went wide open.
Well, thanks,
Billy K. called me. Yeah, exactly. Billy K. called me up, and he sent me a couple hundred bucks for leaving. He was so happy I left because it just broke wide open, man. Absolutely insane. And then Catalina is the place to be if you just want consistent, fun fishing. There's bass, barracuda, bonita, yellowtail, biting all over the front and back side of the island. I heard Mark Wish talk yesterday. Yes, it is a big weekend for private boaters. The front side's going to be absolutely crazy, but there's been good fishing on the back side of Catalina away from the crowds and away from the California sea line. Then San Clemente Island, pretty good fishing over there, too, when the conditions are right. There's some yellowtail sprinkled all over the island, and plus there's still bluefin to catch on the anchor at both Catalina and San Clemente Island. And then down below the border there, there's a new group of fish getting ready to come up this way. There's some yellowfin and Dorado and yellowtail mixed in. There's no reason to put away your fishing rods yet. The fall fishing is going to be insane. It already is showing that it's going to be insane. So the only thing I can say is just what Mark Wish said. You just got to go fishing. You have to go.
And you got to pay attention to fishdope.com. Danny, Jeff, and the boys are doing such a great job. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Okay, you can check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. Like Ricky was saying yesterday, I try to make it so that you do not have to follow the sport boats or the private boaters around. You can actually go out there and find your own fish and learn how to catch your own fish with plenty of tips and tricks on how to do that. Check out yoursaltwaterguide.com. And everybody have a great Labor Day weekend, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Talk to you next Sunday.
Thank you, Dave.
I got to say, Dave, I got a pretty good chuckle. We had that question yesterday about somebody like, well, how do I fish the sport boats without being in the way? And, you know, and I tried to answer as best as I thought, and, like, my text message, ding, 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 and it was Dave. So please let me answer. For God's sakes, let me answer. You know,
so that's your Dave answer.
I got a pretty good chuckle, Dave. Yeah, did we handle
Thank
that
you.
Correctly? How should we have done that?
You did it perfect, Rick. Okay. It's like, go find your own fish. There's no proper way to approach a sport boat. I'm like trying to be kind, but there's no proper way. The proper way, if you're going to approach a sport boat, is buy a ticket.
That's it. Good. I like it. Good job, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Great report.
Talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Cool.
All right. Hey, another great text from Phil in Costa Mesa. He says, John, please tempt us by explaining the Mesquite grilled fish dinners and the menu options at the ranch.
Oh, man. Thanks. Yeah, we got every evening we have the Mesquite barbecue going. So if you bring fish in, we'll cook it for you on the Mesquite grill. We also, if you're bringing tuna or any fish that you can make sushi or sashimi out of.
Oh, the ladies do such a great job on sashimi and sushi.
That's actually the guys.
Nick and
Christian, yeah, are two experts. They're really good at it. It's really good stuff. But like I say, every evening we've got the Mesquite grill going. So we cook a lot of fish, but pretty much everything, all the food we cook is on the grill.
And the highlight of the menu, Ricky?
Oh, rib night.
Saturday night, rib night, right? Mesquite grill. They're the most tender, delicious ribs.
I don't normally like rib. I love our ribs.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
And then the chicken night where they do the chicken on the Mesquite grill. I'm a big chicken fan.
Me too.
And then the Mexican night where they do the Mexican buffet.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
like homemade Mexican.
Chili rellenos.
Oh, my God.
So good.
So good.
Yeah, the rellenos and the, you know, it's all in. How about the tortillas? The tortillas are all handmade.
Rancho Leonero is an all-inclusive resort, meaning all your meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all included. But I'll tell you what. The dining there is not only fantastic food, but it's the most picturesque place to dine out on the patio overlooking the
Sacred Rapids. You cannot be closer to the water because we're in the federal zone. You know, I built it so long ago, I got away with it. But literally, the water's lapping right up at the.
Harry says trigger fish ceviche is his favorite, right?
I had one of the best pieces of fish. We talk about it all the time that I wouldn't, you know, that's never on my list of favorite things, but we had grilled African pompano while we were down there, and it was spectacular.
Yeah.
I'm talking like one of the best fish dishes, you know, from
delicious.
Being on a long-range
super
boat
mild.
To eating at Nobu to everywhere else. Like, that was one of the best pieces of fish I've ever had in my whole life was
it's worth mentioning.
Grilled pompano at the ranch.
We've got the pompano. If you come down, we got. If you want pompano, as many gaff tail and African, in particular, unlimited.
Now, which one's better, the gaff tail or the pompano? Or the African?
I regrettably don't know what it was. It wasn't our fish. It was how the ranch always is. We were enjoying dinner, and we were just eating with friends that were there. You know, not people that we came down with. It's that family atmosphere that always happens at the ranch. Hey, you mind if we join you for dinner? And you know, we shared drinks and shared margaritas, and they had caught a pompano earlier and had it made up for dinner, and everybody was sharing as you often do down there, and it was spectacular. So I don't know, but man,
it's really good.
Out of this world.
It's really good. But you know, it's worth mentioning also, we're the last of the hotels to be all included on the East Cape. For a while, when the other hotels in the area came off of all inclusive, they offered an option where you could pay an extra amount of money and then you get the meals included. They don't even do that anymore. So you're going to the restaurant. That's not really an option for us. We're a little
because you're so remote.
We're so remote, yeah. Nobody's going to run into town for dinner, you know. And that makes a difference for us. But
although you can, but why would you?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and the food in the hotel, it's to my taste, exactly. I eat it literally. My kitchen at home down there never gets used. I eat all my meals in the hotel. And because the it's repetitive every week, you know, I'm the biggest critic, and the food is really good. I enjoy it. When I'm down on the ranch, very seldom do I go off the ranch and go into town or anywhere. I like the food very much.
For sure.
I'm with you. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook Up coming away, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cook Up on the Let's Talk Cook Up app and the Mightier 1090.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parker in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walk around with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance, staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. They're master craftsmen bringing decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
There are are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marine attendance. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking my favorite place in the world, Rancho Leonero. Having a great time this morning. If you want to join us, there's still plenty of time to get through. 213-432-1090. Had a fun text come through that I wanted to read. And again, you could, still got plenty of time to text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It says, for guys that have been calling and wondering about bringing down the family, do it. I took my four daughters and wife down with me, and they loved it. My wife outfished me, and the girls all had a blast. My wife thinks that I put them up to it, but now they all ask, when do we get to go back to the ranch?
Wow.
That's from Scott and El Segundo.
Thank you, Scott.
All right. Yeah, that's
I agree.
Cool.
Yeah,
lots of good stuff to do down there. Kayak and paddleboard and snorkel and
the only,
ride the quads, horseback ride.
The only thing that I'll throw about bringing your wife down with you is be careful because you will never get to go by yourself again. Like
yeah.
If I was talking about going to the trip, going down to the ranch and not bringing Dallas, like that
yeah.
wouldn't, yeah,
it's not
an option.
Happen.
So like,
that's really
yeah, you are going yeah, from there on out. So think real hard about it because there's never going to be a time when she's going to want you to go by yourself again.
And that's not a set up pitch.
Yeah, it's
that's
the truth.
Very true.
Yeah, we love it. It's Dallas and I's favorite spot.
Yeah. Well, hey, on the line right now, Mike Murciano from BD Outdoors. Morning, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You got me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear. So tell us about the race to La Paz on BD Outdoors.
Well, it's starting to sound a lot like Christmas around here with all the giveaways. But we got another race to La Paz. The race to La Paz is back. In the past, we've gone to PEI, Guatemala, Costa Rica, Louisiana. This year, it's to La Paz, all expenses paid trip for winter and the gas. That includes accommodations, fishing for 3 days. And that would be a Patrick at Baja Adventures, and you'd be staying at the Costa Baja Resort.
Nice.
The winner gets chosen on September 15th, and travel days would be based on agreed upon date. So you win, and then we contact you, and we set up the trip and customize it to your needs. Basically, it's a local knowledge experience based off the show that just came through, and it'd be fishing for Dorado, striped marlin, yellowfin. You know, all the main characters that are down there, and my personal favorite, Amberjack and Dogtooth, if it happens. But,
yeah,
it's a great experience, and super easy entry. It's, go to bdoutdoors.com. You don't have to be a member. It's just a super easy entry, just email. And, we'll be heading down there in October.
So all you do is just go to bdoutdoors.com, you enter your email address, and you're in.
Yeah, that's it. It's
it's on the
like
front
said,
page of the website
feel like,
there?
Yeah, there's a banner right on the homepage of the website. Just click through, and it takes you right to it. And like I said, it's starting to feel a lot like Christmas around here.
That's yeah, so cool. I would say September 15th is the deadline to enter, and then going down prime time in October. Sounds great. Now, this I should add that this boat that you're going to be fishing on, not just the little Ponga, right?
Yeah.
It's a really cool boat.
It's a Ponga on steroids, but I guess you could call it a Ponga.
Go ahead.
So it'd be through Patrick at Baja Adventures. It's I believe it is a CV. I'm not positive.
Yeah.
But it's just a souped up center console. We're really just rolling out the red carpet on this one, which is pretty great.
Oh, sounds like a great opportunity for somebody. And it's free to enter. You just put your email address in at bdoutdoors.com on the homepage there on the banner, and you're in for the race to La Paz, right?
Yeah, and we'll also be documenting the trip, and so you'll get a little bit of experience of what it's like to be on the documenting side as well. So you guys that didn't enter, you'll see what the experience was like, and we'll keep having these race to events every year.
Yeah, awesome. And you might even see yourself on the TV show, right? Local Knowledge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's really
Which
cool.
Which is a great show, by the way. Ollie and the guys do such a great job with that. So, hey, beatoutdoors.com, Race to La Paz, enter your email address, and you're in, and you're going to draw it on September 15th?
That's correct, yep.
Whew.
Awesome.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's cool,
all right.
Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the information. Thanks a lot for checking in here with us. Let's Talk Hookup. And we have a great partnership with BD Outdoors. I'm very proud to be associated with them, too. So glad to be with you, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Right on. Great show. Keep the good stuff coming.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks very much. Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, what's up, Bart?
There is a show that goes by that John's on that Bart doesn't want to put his two
That's
cents
right.
in. Right, Bart?
I think I got more than 2 cents today.
Hello, Bart. How are you, amigo?
Good, Joe. How are you, man? Good to hear your voice. How's Jennifer?
Good. 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 Family's good. Just came up yesterday. Good. Fishing's good.
Well, you know, I'm listening to everybody calling in about, you know, rigging people. You know, I brought, of course, Jenny and then my children and then my grandchildren. And Jenny doesn't like to fish more than till noon. And so... we even one time transferred her and a bunch of the girls who were with us into a second ponga so they could go back in and have lunch and we could stay out and fish. You know?
There you go.
Yeah, and we were never more than, you know, 100 yards offshore when we have the girls with us and catching fish all the time. And, Rick, I agree with you. I always tell the skipper, if the African pompano are biting, I don't want to go back in no matter what we caught that day until I get some pompano to have for dinner because it is unbelievably good.
Well, they've sure been around this year. Loads of them. You know, and I might mention as well, a lot of times somebody will go out with their wife or somebody gets a little seasick on the boat. They come in. It's fishing so close. They come in, drop them off at the pier, and roll right back out.
So where do you catch the African pompano?
You know, off the front of Punta Colorado, there's a drop-off. That's where they're catching the amberjack.
Okay, so like kind of where you're catching rooster fish?
They're down. Well, they're on the surface, and they're down below, too. Yeah, there are a lot of them, and they're spread off the lighthouse.
Yeah.
Off the lighthouse. They're picking them up.
We got some big ones off the lighthouse when we were there last time, and I got my biggest rooster fish, that 90-pounder, off the lighthouse, too. So.
Yeah.
90-pound rooster fish?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, there's big one.
Yeah, we've had a lot of big ones this year as well, just butting up against 100 pounds. It's good rooster fishing down there, as you know, Bart, huh?
Oh, you know me. I love rooster fishing. And I mean, it's just I used to think you had to go down like where Fraley's is down there to get the big ones because that's the only time we'd ever caught anything big. And then right there by the lighthouse, this thing rolled in the water. I thought it was a sea monster. Oh, my God. It was so much fun.
they're in a
little
deeper
water.
The other thing we do, John,
I'm sorry. When we're down there, is last time we were there, we rented a car from you, and Jimmy and I drove into La Paz and we played golf. Not the La Paz, but the down to Cabo, and we played some golf. And we usually do that once a year. We play one day when we're down on our trip, like going to town and play golf. And it's only a less than an hour drive down there, or about an hour drive, and back. And it's great.
And the courses are beautiful, right?
Yeah, and thanks for bringing that up, Bart, because we have rental cars for $50 a day, 24 hours. And so you can rent a car and do the loop. A lot of people will go drive up to La Paz and then down around Todos Santos and through Cabo San Lucas and then San Jose del Cabo. And it's a day trip.
That's cool.
A good ride. See the whole southern tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we did, too.
Yeah.
We did that, too. We played golf, and then we drove up to Los Angeles, and then we came back for dinner. It was wonderful.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's a screaming deal, $50.
Yeah, no doubt.
That is.
For the day, yeah.
Yeah. You can rent it down there and drive it up here.
They're expensive up here.
Oh, my gosh. Ridiculous. Oh, yeah.
Stupid.
For sure. Hey, Bart, always great to hear from you and really, really talking about a place we all love, and that's Rancho Leonero. Thanks for joining us
today.
Thanks.
Say hi to Jenny, Bart.
Bye.
See you, Bart.
I will.
Okay, buddy. Okay.
Bye.
Let's jump back in the phones.
You got it, man. Phones are absolutely packed solid. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Chuck. He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Sorry, I'm getting some Starbucks here in the drive-thru.
All good, buddy. Good morning.
John, I got a question. I'm looking to try and get an extended family trip down there where we need maybe like 5 to 6 rooms. Is there a better time of the year to book that where it may not be as crazy? And also, is there a listing of the non-fishing activities that you guys offer, as well as the pricing, so they can kind of look at those things before going down there, since I'm the only big fisherman in the whole group?
Yeah, the website's very informative. If you go on the website, you'll see pretty much everything we've got available. There's lots to do. You know, people rent the ATVs. I just mentioned we have cars that you can rent for $50 a day that you can go wherever you want, all over Baja. You know, the snorkeling, kayaking, stand-up paddle boards. Just, there really is a lot to do for the family. Time goes by fast. It's a great spot. You know, it's all about the water right at the hotel, but you can go there. We have waterfalls back behind that you can be to tours that go up there. There's just lots to do for the family, so they'll be happy. They'll enjoy themselves. And as far as the time of year goes, you know, the hotel is really small. It's 34 rooms. So even when we're 100% occupied, it's not that busy. You know,
no.
It's spread out. And, you know, there's always plenty of tables in the dining room and on the terraces. And it's actually nice when it's full because it's perfect size, you know, and you get to know more people. And it's like family. Everybody gets to know everyone in there.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's really a unique environment. It's very, very personal.
Our Let's Talk Cookup trip is sold out virtually every year. So, I mean, you're always there, at, you know, when it's full. And there's just never been a time ever where you thought it was crowded or too many people or tough to get a drink. It just never is. It's a small family atmosphere place.
I suggest April and May if you want to come down. We're just
May's really good rooster fish fishing.
Oh, yeah. It's really good. And April's a real good month, too.
Lots of striped marlin.
Yeah, striped marlin like crazy.
Yeah, weather's nice, not too hot.
It's nuts how many striped marlin there are. It really, really is. But that's a nice time of year, too. It's not real hot, and the family enjoy themselves. But really, any month that we're open, it's not going to be that busy. And, the family's going to have a good time, I promise.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Nice. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Nice
Thank you, Chuck.
Text here from Charisse. She says that... I have a question for John. I'm planning to come down for my boyfriend's birthday in August, but we had to change plans. Love fishing Mexican waters. Need to know what months I should book for the ranch.
Again, you know, any time that we're pretty much open, April through November.
Yeah. Now, I might say August is hot.
Yeah, no,
it's really hot. But if you don't mind the heat, it's the best time of the year to go fishing, right?
August and September, yeah. You know, it's interesting. I guess I'm getting used to it. We've got, you know, in the dining room, we've got big barn fans in every corner that keeps the air circulating. It's really about how the air moving around. And the hotel's on Punta Soledad is the name of the point that the hotel's on. So when you're sitting in the dining room of the hotel, you're surrounded by the water. So the water the water moderates the temperature and keeps it down. I used to have a little Coke thermometer on the front porch, and I'd advertise it. If it hit 100 degrees, then their stay was free. And it never hits 100 degrees.
No.
I would have never done it if it gets that hot.
Yeah.
But it's very tolerable, really, almost any time of year. But it does get warmer in August and September,
and humid. Because of the storms, right?
Yeah.
And the mountains.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's green.
It's green. It's
beautiful. It's beautiful.
And
lush
and
green.
And the fishing is extraordinary.
Yeah.
Months as well.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
We get fired up.
Yeah.
We get more of the hardcore fishermen those months. You know, and not quite as few of the families. But I'll tell you, we get families year-round now. And, you know, pretty much half of the hotel is families.
Nice.
Well, everybody's bringing their wives these days. Quite a bit different than it was 30 years ago, you know, just the guys and battles, big drinks in the bars and fights in the bar.
it used to be a real fish camp.
Yeah, in the
world.
Not like that anymore. Well, the phones are packed. Next up, we're going to talk to John. John's from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show as usual. I wanted to ask you, where do you fly into out of L.A. or Orange County?
Cabo San Lucas, San Jose del Cabo, and it's about 45 minutes at the most, an hour to the hotel. It's easy to get down there. You can also fly into La Paz as well. You're in L.A. area? Is that where you live?
Yeah. Northern Orange County,
And you can fly in out of Orange County,
too,
right?
Yeah, John Wayne has two a day. Yeah. Southwest and Alaska are both flying out of Orange County.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're close enough, Orange County, it saves you enough money, and you've got a whole family you're bringing down. Might be worth your while to check out Valaris and park your car and go out of Tijuana.
Yeah, park your car for $15 a day at the airport, or on the U.S. side
on
of the border.
Side.
You check in, you walk across. And then you're in the Tijuana airport. It's
right.
easy.
And it really is easy.
The only people that get to walk across via CBX are people who have a ticket to go that day. It's not
right.
a border crossing. It's
no.
solely for use of the airport. It's
yeah.
super easy. I mean, you can't, you know, I know that there's always people that haven't done it that have apprehensions. You know, I still get calls at the tackle store all the time. What do you think? You really think it's safe? It's the only way to go. It's so easy.
It's so
yeah.
safe.
And if you don't take a rod tube down, you can check your bags. On the U.S. side,
yeah.
walk them across, and then put them in. You don't have to go into the big main area. Which, if you can avoid that big main area in Tijuana, it's always good.
Yeah. Then we'll check in your bags. It's really really easy.
Yeah.
And like I say, I flew back yesterday. That's
yeah.
how I came.
And you can fly down there for a quarter of the yeah. price, maybe.
Never more than half.
Yeah.
Never more than half.
Yeah.
You can cut your airfare in half. But if you've got a family, consider four or five or six people,
yeah.
and you're flying, save yourself thousands of dollars.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. And Volaris is a nice airline.
They do
a good job.
Yeah, they
you
do.
You know, it's kind of like the Southwest of
right.
Mexico, basically. No frills. You know, you got to pay for pretty much everything. And,
yeah. It might not be what you want to be on for 8 hours, but you know what?
Yeah.
For the hour and 15 minutes that it takes down to be the East Cape, Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
All day.
And they're brand new airplanes.
Yeah.
They're brand new Airbuses. They do a good job.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, great. Sure, appreciate that. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hope to see you soon.
All right, let's jump back into the phones again. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Doug calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I was wondering about an ice chest. How big of an ice chest can you get away with on the airline? Or is there another way to bring your push back?
The 52 quarters, normally you can fill them up, and they're less than 50 pounds. 50 pounds is your limit. You start paying a lot more money over 50. They'll allow you to check them, but you're going to pay a lot more.
Yeah, you're not forced to be under 50. It just gets awfully expensive if you get above that.
The 52 quarters, which is your average size cooler, just under 50 pounds when you fill it up with fish. So that's the most common. We also have... we actually have them. There's no point in bringing one down. We'll sell you for $40. We'll sell you a brand new 52 quart ice chest at the hotel, and you can pack it up.
You made a great point to do a few shows ago of warning a guy not to bring a really bitchin' big Yeti cooler down with you, just because the physical weight of the cooler was so much. You know, you get one of those. You know, Yeti, hold ice for a week,
yeah.
you know.
You're not going to bring that much fish down.
Awesome cooler, but the cooler itself weighs
it.
35 pounds. So, yeah, you're not bringing back nearly as much weight if you're trying to knock that 50-pound weight.
Yetis are really good and everything. I'm not knocking
them. Of course.
But you really don't need them. People, you know, fly back east out of the hotel and everything. As long as you fill up your ice chest, the regular, not the foam coolers, but your normal ice chest, fill it up and don't have any dead airspace and lock it up. The fish holds for 12 hours.
And let's talk about the fish processing options, too. Now, your guys with a small tip will fillet all the fish,
mm-hmm.
and then you bring your own bags down, Ziploc bags, and you'll freeze them for them, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. But if you want to have a East Cape Smokehouse, Smokies do either smoking or vacuum packing and freezing. They do a first-class top job. Chris and his gang over there really got them. They are at the ranch every day to pick up your fish, and they'll also deliver it to the ranch. And then in addition to that, they'll also sell you for a reasonable price, I think $20, $30. They'll sell you a, depending on how much fish you have, a styrofoam in a box.
A shipping box
that'll keep your fish in good shape for 10, 12, 14 hours.
No question.
Same boxes you get out of Alaska and all that. They're airline certified.
Yeah, like a cut above because it's all styrofoam.
Yeah,
too.
They're styrofoam.
Yeah.
They're
it was the same boxes we brought our fish back from Queen Charlotte Safaris, which was unbelievable. When I got back from there, fish was frozen solid. They work really well. So you don't even need to bring a cooler down. If you catch fish, you want to bring it home, you could have them do it, process it for you, and get that.
And also keep in mind, we have
brand new coolers
at the ranch that will save $40.
So you're going to pay less money buying a cooler from you than you're going to spend just on bringing it down, you know, as an extra piece of luggage.
And basically for a cheap tip, you'll bring your own bags. they'll fillet them and freeze them for you.
Yeah, yeah. So it costs you absolutely nothing, and with, you know, just the tip, with the exception of the tip. And again, these coolers are brand new, so you'd pay $40 up here for one.
Yeah,
or more.
We had another text that came through about bringing your boat down. He says he has an 18-foot center console. We talked about that earlier in the show. But, yeah, you welcome people to drive to trailer boats. You'll launch them for them and even store them for them if they want,
right?
For a little fee.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. But, of course, you got to stay at the ranch. You can't fight.
That's the deal.
Hey, can I stay over here and just bring my boat over? No, you
also
stay at the ranch.
Let me know what night is.
Or bring your camper and stay in the canyon. You
know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that doesn't work. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out how a lucky guy's got himself a trip going on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, the Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange the demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. All right, it's time. The big winner going fishing on a full-day trip on the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. Congratulations, Chuck in Long Beach. You're going to have a great time coming down fishing on the San Diego.
Yeah, you are. And, boy, if you go to Rancho Lanero, you're going to have a great time, too.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, of course, we have to say kudos out to Pamela Benseman, who runs the booking office for you, along with your daughter, Jeannie.
Right.
And so when you call, you get the lovely Pamela answering the phone and taking care of it. And if there's anybody that's more knowledgeable about Rancho Lanero, the boats, the rooms, everything else, it's Pamela. If you have any questions about what room should I have, what boat should I have, you call Pamela. She'll take care of it.
She knows more than I do.
I know that.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. I call her with questions, Pamela.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Pam's great. Yeah. So if somebody wants to book a trip with Pam or Jeannie and get all the information, how do we do it?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholandair.com.
You don't can't you can book online. You can oh, you book, can now book online.
Yeah, but, we've been doing that for some time.
Oh, really? So, you're better off calling Pam, asking about what room, what boat.
If you book online, you'll be talking to Pam anyway.
Yeah, she'll call you back. Right?
It's interesting. It's real hands-on. That's why we can't do Expedia or any of those, because it's a different.
Yeah.
It's a totally different venue than people are used to. I mean, we want to make sure they understand what they're getting into.
Sure, yeah.
No mini bar, no TV in the room.
Yeah, but you do have internet.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a TV, and you don't want to miss your favorite sport or news. There's a TV in the bar.
Yeah, with all the networks.
Yeah.
That's so loaded TV.
You want to see that, yeah.
I like it because there's no TV.
And Harry says the ring toss game. That's his favorite.
This year, big money in the ring game. You've got big money.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Wow.
great,
John. Thanks.
We love it.
And thank you very much for listening today. Thanks, Harry, for coming in. And thank you all for all your support with Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks to JP in the studio. We'll be back next Saturday, the big 30th anniversary celebration with myself and Rick and Corey. And then next Sunday, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup.